It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm kind of happy about some of the board games out there. They're making them much easier. Hasbro is going to release a new version of the game Monopoly.
I saw this, and I'm excited about it too, but I know some people who won't be.
Well, there's no cash. Players use a mobile phone app to handle their transactions. Oh, you don't need a banker anymore. You don't have to do any math, because I always hated being a banker.
I told you there's someone I know that wouldn't like this.
Yeah.
I loved being the banker, because you can embezzle.
You can just slip a $500 bill under your knee.
Yeah, when somebody's looking to see whether they want to buy a house or a hotel, I'm like, there's a 10 in my pocket.
Okay, now, so aside the fact that Cato has not got any integrity, I feel like this makes it more like real life now.
It does.
I mean, you're Venmoing each other. I want that property. Let me Venmo you for it.
Well, and it's apparently, it's takes, or it does all the math for you. Like, it just, like, transitions that to your whatever app you've got.
No idea what you just said, but it obviously does everything for you. It's just like doing transfers of anything.
Well, we use the mobile app, so apparently you got to download the app of the new Monopoly game, and it just keeps up with everything with the little pieces as well on the board. And so the money, like, okay, I'm going to buy that. You hit a button, and all of a sudden your money's gone.
I've never played Monopoly.
What?
The minute they said math was involved, I was like, Candyland it is.
Yeah. Well, if the math is the same as the math of real life, of like buying properties and paying rent.
I'm not great at that either.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be honest. I get kind of confused with Candyland sometimes, because you got to warp to that sucker that's red and white, and I'm trying to find that on the board, and you go back and you go forward. And
dear God, this is boring.
And then you fall down the chutes and ladders, and you're like, how'd this get here?
Yeah. I'm like, Candyland's kind of complicated.
I played it last week, actually.
It's so fun.
But let me ask, have you ever finished a game of Monopoly?
No, I don't.
I have, but it's probably been 20 years ago.
You must be the first one that ever completed
Well,
now,
define finish. Basically, everyone else was bankrupt.
Well, okay. Well,
like, that's finishing, right?
Usually, everybody's like, I'm done with this. I give up. And you are upset because the guy's got all the cash.
Well,
I ain't
going to
win this anyway.
I always do a tornado coming through, and I'll wipe all the hotels.
Oh, well,
and
that's
houses.
Not the way to do it.
Natural disaster.
Yeah. It's kind of like Monopoly's like real life. It's like, you know, the man's got all the money, and you just like give up on life in general. It's like, okay, I'm not going to ever save money. I might as well just get a credit card and charge things up.
Why do I want to play that game? I play it every day.
That would actually be cool to add credit cards to Monopoly, because that's the whole thing with Monopoly. If you go to zero, you lose.
Yeah.
But in real life, you could just do a credit card.
Now, with the new Monopoly, properties include a rocket launch pad, which I guess you're kind of like Elon Musk at that point.
Okay.
You got the moon and a chocolate factory and a dinosaur park.
Okay, I don't like the moon. You can't buy the moon.
I need more details about the dinosaurs, please.
Okay. The dinosaur park is actually not horrible. It's the Jurassic Park thing, I guess. Is this in place of, like, the Reading Railroad and crap?
I guess, you know, the other stuff on the board.
You can't get rid of Park Place and Boardwalk.
No, but they did swap them. They swapped their locations, which I don't understand why.
That's weird.
I'll say, though, you know, a lot of the board games... Well, for example, Tom, you play Dungeons & Dragons and stuff
like
that.
That was not a board game.
That's complicated. That kind of stuff right there gets all crazy. Then you got chess. Who understands chess?
My son.
I can play, like, checkers.
That's how I play it.
But chess is totally different.
Chess is big right now, too. Like, a lot of my son's friends, they will sit around and play chess.
Yeah, well, with the board games.
No, even online, because they can play against each other online.
Yeah, and a lot of these games have actually gone online. Like, if you played, like, I got an app for that Tetris-type game, and it's not the ones falling. It's like you just place the blocks.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is get the whatever shape it is and just hover over the board, and it places it for you when it's like, oh, it'll go there. And like, okay, I don't have to think that much.
Yeah, I don't know if I would agree with that. There's a lot of planning on that one, because you got to leave yourself big enough space in case that big square block comes.
Yeah. You play that game too.
My daughter actually turned me on to it.
For me personally, I just like the simplistic games. Even when if you go back to the, like, I like Uno because it gives you the instructions. Draw four. I can do that. I can draw four.
I love Uno.
You got don't break the ice. You got the little hammer, and there's the polar bear in the middle of the thing, and you're like, you knock off the, you know, you hit the little...
Do people even play these games anymore?
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, you got, it's like a table of ice, little cubes of ice you put in there, you hit the hammer, and then whoever breaks
Jenga the ice... It's Jenga with ice cubes.
Oh.
Yeah, a little Polar Bear Falls. Oh, come on. Never heard that.
That's cute. I haven't heard of that one. Oh. I do remember Operation. Oh, that's the start of my anxiety.
All you got is, because you hit it.
You're like, oh, no, I needed the wishbone.
I had a staph infection in my elbow, and they had to do, like, in-office surgery on it. Mm-hmm. And so they asked me what I would like, because I did a good job of not screaming and crying. And so I got Operation. That was my gift for doing a good. And so then we went home and did the same exact crap they just did to me, except for, you know, and I think that, was it the, it wasn't the heart that was the hardest. It was like the funny bone or something was
the
super.
Wishbone.
The wishbone. That was super hard to get out.
Butterfly in the stomach, too.
Yep.
So I like those simple games like Go Fish or whatever, though. You know, you got any eights?
I played that recently. Old Maid, I played recently.
Yeah.
You're playing with kids.
But I know. But
you're playing with little kids, right?
But they're fun. And those are the fun games. They get too complicated when you got all these apples to apples and all that stuff where you got all the rules and you got to read the instructions.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
There's one you might like called Bellatro out now, and it's a poker-based game.
Yeah, I like poker.
But it's not poker, but it has the hands in poker.
To be honest, I like the Hungry Hungry Hippo.
That is so much fun.
Yeah, and hungry. He's just hungry. Just get those marbles, and one with the most marbles wins.
That is so unappealing to me.
Don't have to read the instructions for that one.
That would be fun if you're drinking with your friends for like a game night.
Now, that might be a good drinking game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, we did do that. You remember that game we played for the snail pace race game that we had?
Yeah, it was a horse race you tried to lose.
It was, well, okay, it's with snails, and it's called Snail Pace Race. And so we would have Kentucky Derby parties, and then everybody, well, then we bring that board game out. You got a red, a yellow, green, and blue snail.
Oh, I do remember playing that at your house.
Yeah. So, you know, you put in like a $5 bill, and then you roll the dice, and whoever's snail wins the money. Huh. That was many years ago. We don't do that now. It's called gambling.
Yeah. Well, it was then. It's called that then, but we just.
But it's been 7 years.
Oh, yeah, it's gosh.
Just in case the law enforcement happened to be listening this morning. We were playing with fake money.
Yeah, Monopoly money.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, today is a very special day, and let us be the first to tell you how much we appreciate you.
We appreciate y'all.
Because today is Happy Employee Appreciation Day.
There you go.
Now, you're not our employees, but we're just letting you know you're appreciated because your boss may not. And for a lot of people, Happy Employee Appreciation Day means, hey, you still got a job, so that must mean you're appreciated.
That's a blessing, yeah.
And for a lot of people, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like it doesn't take very much effort for a company to make you feel appreciated, but a lot of them just don't take the time to do it, and that's a shame.
Well, they might give you that parking space for a month if you are the employee of the month.
That doesn't really help for National Employee of like Day, where you're supposed to appreciate all your employees.
You know, companies start that, and it only goes for just a few months.
Yeah,
and then we still got Salesperson of the Month out there, and they don't do that anymore. Like wasted money.
I'm still afraid to park in it, though.
I don't park in it either.
Here's the thing. They say only about 1 out of 5 companies plan to do anything to thank or recognize their staff members today. And that's actually pretty good for a holiday I didn't know existed until today.
I know.
But 90% of people said they would appreciate it and might like their business a little more if they did do something thoughtful, caring, or smart. Those were the top words people used to describe how they would like to have their employee appreciation gift.
I don't know how this day came about, because you could just appreciate us with the Christmas party. Just give us a Christmas gift every year or a Christmas bonus. That's all you have to do. We don't have to have an extra day of this.
I think most companies think that the Christmas party they do throw is your gift.
Oh, is your appreciation?
Yeah, because you get free food and drinks.
Yeah.
You can just give me a day off or like a week.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just make it a paid holiday.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing for
sure. I'm with you. Yeah, you can pick any day out of the year. You can just not come to work.
I want a ham.
Well,
okay.
That's funny, kiddo, because that's the number one thing people said, free food.
Really?
Yeah.
Free food, a nice card, or cold hard cash. Keep dreaming, but hey, it's Friday.
And by card, you mean gift card, right?
I do. Well, actually, I don't think they did.
Yeah, but I don't want a Hallmark card. No.
But they say that there are some actually pretty cool gifts out there available for employees to give, gourmet snack boxes. The Sock of the Month Club. I'm not sure how I'd feel if I got that, but, you know, I'd take it.
Are they fuzzy socks?
See? They could be, there could be like a cool one every 2 or 3 months that you're like, I've got a cool sock out of this. Hopefully it would be pairs.
I've got some. Someone sent me Donald Trump socks, and they got like Donald Trump's hair on the
I've
side of them.
Have
you seen them? Yeah. Don't
That's
know why.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wear them.
They said a personalized nameplate for your desk could be a nice little employee appreciation gift.
I don't sit at it anymore.
It doesn't matter. You can still have a little shiny thing on it. You could set it in front of where you're sitting here.
That's true. Yeah. I'll be sitting here more often.
I don't need that because Cato put a sticky note on my door. That's at Story's office.
I did.
And that's still my placard.
There you
it's
go.
On
fading,
my door.
Too. I'm going to have to upgrade. I'm going to replace it.
Some of the food things were like a cookie decorating kit or a coffee subscription. That would be nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
A coffee subscription will be great. Or even just free coffee for the day or something, you know? They said pizza vouchers are also good. The cookie decorating kit, you get to build it yourself, and then you have lots
That's
of good
much
stuff.
Work.
I love it.
I'll tell you where I would love to work on Employee Appreciation Day is Crumble Cookies.
Oh, yes.
Because if they gave out their employees some appreciation, that would be some really good appreciation.
Honestly, who needs a day for that? They ain't going to miss that. You know, oh, there's only 11 of them, not a dozen.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Hawk, because you fall into the category of employees who probably don't deserve appreciation.
Oh, no.
And there are other reasons you may not deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day. Maybe your office nickname is Mr. Never Flushes.
Oh, no.
Oh, isn't there a female that works in the building that she's...
Mrs. Never Flushes.
Yeah, I think back in the day...
We also got someone in the men's room whose pants on the ground. We name them Pants on the Ground because their pants are on the bathroom floor.
Ew.
And somebody can't ring the toilet.
Can't do what?
Ring it.
What does that mean?
There's always you pee on the floor in front of the toilet.
Oh.
I'm like, I
can't ring it.
Y'all have a lot of problems in the men's room.
They miss the toilet.
I never heard
can't
it said
ring
like that.
It.
Can't ring it.
Like the hoop? Ring the hoop? Or,
you just made that up.
No, I did not.
Well, can't hit the bullseye is what I would have said.
Y'all ain't from around here. So.
Maybe we need to do like at the fair when you have that little water gun thing and it goes...
That's what
and
it
then it'll
like.
Encourage everyone to hit the mark.
What they would do is put the balloon on the back of the toilet and it just
I would not want that to pop.
That's funny.
Other reasons that maybe you don't deserve anything for Employee Appreciation Day, your motto is, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's me.
That's rude.
The only thing you do at meetings is stick your gum under the conference table. You placed your desk, replaced it rather with a hammock. That seems like a good idea, actually.
Oh, especially because we have laptops, so it's fine.
No.
You don't have to be connected to the desk.
You can't. It's like be swinging in a hammock in your cubicle. That's just wrong. Just crawl under the desk.
Am I the only one that does not like being in a hammock?
Maybe.
It's just not comfortable. It's hard to get in and out.
Yeah, I agree.
It's hard to get in
and out. I'd rather lay on a couch.
Yeah, but once the transfer is complete, you're good. You just lay in that hammock all day. You just don't get back out.
You can't.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It gives you a reason not to get out. You're like, it's too much trouble. I'll stay here. And finally, you know how everyone brings their lunch in a Tupperware container that says their name?
Yeah.
You bring yours in a bottle that says Jim Beam.
Oh, this is Jim's whiskey.
Don't touch it.
It is Employee Appreciation Day. If your employer does not appreciate you, we here on the Hawk and Tom Show do. So consider yourself appreciated. We did not have money for any of those prizes, but we're thinking of you.
And if you want to park in one of the Salesperson of the Month Club, you're welcome to do that.
It is available.
You can pat yourself on the back this morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, our production team here on the Hawk and Tom Show, we got together and they came up with a song for our next conversation here. Okay.
Go.
Is your job making you ugly? That's the question. Some people worry about their jobs being stressful or dangerous or even soul-sucking, but there's something new to worry about. It could also be making you ugly. Now, I think they use the term ugly just for the headlines to catch your eyes. Aging is not ugly. It's natural and everybody's going to do it.
That doesn't mean it's pretty.
Well, this test tries to determine how much your job speeds up the aging process. Tori, I heard you talking about this on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Cato, I think you even took the test.
I did. And it says that I'm not aging because when you work 5 hours a day, and you don't, you work set hours, it's just the way the test asked the questions, it said that I'm okay.
Can you post that on our Facebook so I can take it too?
I'll do that. I will say they need one about my lifestyle.
Okay.
That's aging me. Because I think I failed that test.
Well, and we'll take the test here in just a second, and we'll give you the results and to see if any of us are ugly here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
All right, I'm out.
So, Skincare Clinic has created an online test, calculates how your workday may be aging your skin based on aspects like shift patterns, regular hours, working location, stress levels, physical activity, all that stuff. And I'll tell you some of the questions coming up. And it basically calculates the score for you, like how long you sit in front of a computer, because you know that blue light, that's messing with you and aging you a little bit.
Oh, I thought that was anti-aging light. They should do that. They should make computers that actually improve your skin tone as you're sitting in front of the monitor.
That'd be nice, because they've got that dermabrasion and stuff right there.
Those red LED things on your, that's what it should be like.
Right,
just zap your face as you're typing.
Well, just a healthy glow.
And catch up on celebrity news.
So, and you're like, dang, I look good.
There are four possible results with this test you can take. The minor aging, moderate aging, severe aging, and then extreme aging.
Dang.
Which is making your job could be really taking a toll on you.
I know what job does extreme aging.
Okay.
President.
Oh, I agree.
Presidents go in 4 years later, they come out, and they look like they're 100 years old.
Another one is parenting. That's a tough job.
Well, that's a 20-year job, too.
I know, but that will bring some gray hairs pretty quick, especially in the teenage years.
Well, we've been there for 15 years.
So here are some of the questions, like how many hours do you spend sitting down at your job?
Five. Is that bad or good?
That is probably not good, Tom.
Oh, man, I sat down because I thought it was better.
Okay.
Well, I think it used to be.
It's easier.
I mean, now standing's bad, too. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do.
Do your shifts.
I know. Lay down. We need to lay down while we work.
And take a nap.
Take a nap. Okay.
No, I didn't say that.
Do your shifts vary or do you work regular hours? So you might have some of those hours at night where you're staying up. You're not getting as much rest. That's another one of the questions.
I don't feel like that app is perfect for my life because I have a steady shift, but I sleep all kinds of horrible hours.
Okay. Another question. Do you work indoors or outdoors? Outdoors are going to age you a little bit more because you're in the sun a lot. And so that's going to make your skin look older. But you will have a great tan. Okay, how many hours do you work a week on average? If you're working more hours, obviously it's putting a toll on your body. You're not getting the correct amount of, you're not eating right. You're not sleeping right.
See, our job is weird like that because we don't work as many hours in the studio. Mm-hmm. But every day, constantly, if I'm online, I'm looking for stories to talk about. Events that happen, I'm looking for can I talk about this on the radio? Will it be interesting? So it's in some ways, it's a 24/7 job. And in some other ways, it's like a 4/7 job.
Well, and they don't ask in this, how frustrating are the people you work with? Because,
true.
The more that you do that eyebrows together and you have that, golly, what another day of this.
He's in here.
I'm just saying that it can cause some wrinkles.
Okay. Well, you're not wrong.
They do have this question, though. How would you describe your stress levels at work? So that's kind of the same thing. So
It's not really stressful, though. It's more of just, it's like.
Annoying. Exasperating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiring.
He's in here.
So is he.
They are.
Yeah.
You look older since you've worked here, Tori.
Oh, my gosh. I've aged 40 years.
Just with this conversation. Do you have to be available do you have to be available at the drop of a hat for your job?
Apparently so. We got that email this week.
You're sitting at home. All of a sudden, you need to go check your email.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do you ever work with harsh chemicals at your job? That's another one of the questions as far as seeing if your job's making you look older.
Define harsh chemicals.
The smell of your breakfast when you took it out of the microwave. It's got to be harmless.
I was more concerned about the smell after the breakfast.
That's okay. Not great either.
And those aren't chemicals.
Yes, they are.
It's gases.
Do you perform heavy lifting or repetitive physical tasks at your job?
No, we're safe there.
That could be good and bad.
Oh, great.
Metaphorically, like carrying the team.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying in general.
Oh.
Wow. I need to retake this test because I just aged.
And then how many hours do you spend looking at your computer screen on your job? That was the final question. But you can take this test.
Well, which ones of those, what, did they make it worse, better, or was each one different?
Each one's different.
So we couldn't really take the test just then. Because we don't know which ones was bad for us.
Well, some of them are self-explanatory, like working outside, working indoors.
Well, you said working outside could be bad and good.
No.
No, you'll get a good tan.
Exactly.
But you'll age badly.
And you get fresh air.
Okay.
Depends on where you work outside. Connesty down there at Malden Road.
So, Cato's taking the test. It's not making him ugly. He doesn't have an ugly job, even with Torture Tuesday, although it's stressful. But we'll take the test real quick and just see if we're ugly, me, Tori, and Tom. So, it's coming up here in just a second.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, is your job making you uglier and older? We've taken the test here, and Cato's job is not making him any uglier or older.
Minor aging.
Minor aging for your job.
Yeah, it says like crow's feet,
all right.
Wrinkles around.
Tori took the test.
Despite my wrinkles, I got the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Oddly enough, we all do the same job, and I got minor aging as well.
I must have taken mine wrong.
We can tell.
Just like in school. I got severe aging.
Yeah. Well, that's who you work with.
I should have cheated off Tom.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What's on your phone lock screen? What is the picture you have on your phone?
My kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cato?
I have... Oh,
never mind.
Tori, the lock screen is nothing.
Okay. Tori?
But, no.
Do you have a picture or not?
I got that one.
When you lock it, there's no picture.
Then, okay,
Tori. Lock your phone?
Okay, like that.
Now show it to me.
It's just a design. Just
that's all.
Okay.
I need.
You know what, though? That looks like a drink pouring into a glass.
Okay.
But now my photo is a plain view of Cancun. It's my background photo.
Tori?
He's so pretty.
I
got distracted. It's an old picture of John, Coda, and me.
Okay, so your husband and your dog and you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hawk?
My kids.
Kids, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used Apple's new feature where it rotates photos, but I have right now is a picture of my daughter with her little ferret, and it rotates through family pictures.
Looks like you've got something from Amazon coming, too.
I do. It's not very exciting. It's basically puppy pads.
Yeah.
Fun.
But it is, you're right. Tori, she's an expert at Amazon.
She showed that to me.
From across the room, she's like, he's got an Amazon notification.
It's like an eye chart for her. What's the smallest print you can read?
And you know what?
Amazon.
If they do that, I'd probably ace that test.
Yeah.
Well, 32%, one out of three people, think it's okay to have a selfie on your own phone's lock screen. Now, I thought that was weird at first, but there is one logical side to that.
Mm-hmm.
It does make it easy to identify that it's your phone if it ever gets lost.
True.
Because even if the phone is locked, it would show your face, and you'd be like, that's my phone. They're like, prove it. And you're like, smile, and you hold it up next to you, and they're like, yeah, that's your phone.
Well, maybe you should just, like, if you're going to put your kids on it, be in the picture with the kids.
Well, you can still always use, like, the thing where you put your thumb on it, or you hold it up to your face, and it unlocks it.
You can, prove it that way. Like, well, then prove it's your phone. Well, give me the thing, let me put my thumb on it.
Well, that's how people do it a lot of times. Whenever something's found, like in a restaurant, they're like, whose phone is this? And you're like, all right, open the lock screen.
Or facial recognition now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, open it.
I mentioned that.
Yeah, but my luck, it wouldn't recognize me. And then I'd have to be like, no, I promise it's me. I'm just not wearing makeup.
Yeah, give me 30 minutes here. I'll be back.
Well, they say, imagine you're on your first date, the other person puts their phone down and their lock screen is showing. Most people will have something kind of like what Cato does, which is the basic screen that comes with their phone.
Mm-hmm.
But others customize it with a photo of their pet, a family member, or a friend, or as Cato has on his other picture, a picture from vacation or one of their children. So that is something that people expect to be normal. Those are things that are normal. But if they have a photo of themselves on the lock screen,
that's stuck up.
There's a lot of people who thought that was weird.
Okay.
One third of them said it was normal. Two thirds said that's pretty odd for you to have your own picture as your lock screen photo.
What if you are single though? You think about that. Like, you know, I got a lot of friends that are single.
But really, you got nothing better to put up there?
Well, they don't have pets. They don't have anything.
Well,
else,
they're just
really
sad, pathetic people.
Oh, no, let's not judge.
But it's not really a bad idea. You're talking about somebody leaving their phone. Well, somebody who finds it can't unlock it, but they'll see your picture.
Well, you know what
your
I used
phone,
to do?
If they saw your dog or your vacation or your kids, they're not going to know it's yours.
Your dog ain't going to help.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
None of them will help, but you, your picture, they can look around going, oh, I see them over there.
Here's what you need to do. You need to just take a picture of your address, social security number, and all that stuff.
Mother's maiden name.
Yeah, and just put it on your phone right there, and that way they can get a hold of you when you lose your phone.
Brilliant. And I think I've ever doubted you.
Don't forget the credit card information, too,
exactly,
just in case.
Yeah, in case you have to mail it back to you. Mm-hmm.
Got you covered.
Well, here's how you can do that, Cato, without looking like a creep. They say the thing to do is, it's weird if it's just you alone, but if you have another person in the picture with you, like, oh, this is me and my bestie, or this is a night I was out with some good friends, then it's not weird and you can still prove it's you.
Which is weird that makes it not weird, because what is the difference? Me by
you're
myself,
sharing a,
weirdo.
A moment. You're like, oh, I got a moment of, this was a moment in time that was special to me.
But what if you, like you next to the Colosseum in Rome? You took a selfie of you in front of a, you know, some historic thing that you wanted to.
I don't know if it's weird. It just makes you look a little sad and lonely.
Wow, you're in Italy.
But you're alone.
Well, someone had to take the picture.
Yeah. One of those guys dressed in the Colosseum wear that charged you $20 for, you got your phone
that
back.
That is a real gladiator.
Well, he is, because he's taking your money.
Yeah. How about if you got an unusual mole or something, and it's like, you know, prove it.
It's like a fingerprint.
It's like, yeah, let me show you this unusual mole that I have.
But that's just a bizarre screen to have on your phone.
Look at the little hair coming out of it right there. Matches. It's longer.
It's
longer
than freak people out. Take a picture of my hang tag. I got a skin tag that hangs down.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It looks like one of those things that boxers practice on. Where they go,
quite frankly, though, if someone sees it as your screensaver, they're going to be going, and put your phone back where it is.
Which is what I want.
Like, let them find it on their own. This one's going to make me sick.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.